This is the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course, Audio Disc 4.
Here's what begins to happen. What you're getting is an understanding of the laws of the universe that you're born into. You're getting an understanding. When you understand the laws, you can stop fighting the laws and you can start operating within the laws. Okay? So when you understand who you are, whose you are, the purpose you're on the planet, and part of who you are is understanding that you are a spirit having a physical experience. Okay? Your body is simply your physical experience. Your body is simply your subconscious manifesting what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's just the manifestation of your thoughts and feelings that are in your subconscious. So all it does is give you a visual to understand where you're at. Just look at it from now on. Look at it like the movie projector shooting on the screen. You don't like the movie, change. You don't like what's being projected on the screen, change the movie. Guess what? You get to pick any movie you want. That's the way you're made in the image of God. You get to pick any movie you want. There's no one holding you to a movie. And so when you understand this, then you begin to have dominion, because you were made in the image of God to have dominion. So when you have dominion, now you can make color your servant. You understand what she just showed you, color? Do you think it's accident that I made it purple? No, I knew it was the highest frequency. I knew it's God's color. I knew it was royalty.
Yeah.
And I knew intuitively that that's what it was supposed to be. And I knew that that would be necessary. Okay? I also brought in gold because I understood the wealth and the supply that you needed to operate in, prospering in all things. Thus, I did the purple and the gold. Guess what? All the way back to ancient times. Look at what the temples were decorated in. Look in the Bible. Look at the purple and the gold and the royalty. Look at the gold within there. So now what happens is you begin to take dominion over your environment. Guess what? You can decorate your rooms. You can wear whatever color. Understanding it has a frequency. You understand whatever color that you wear, it has a frequency. You will very rarely see me not having purple on if you haven't noticed. It's the highest frequency. I know that. So now you become very deliberate operating, and each one has its own frequency. You're wearing green, which you need to be wearing right now. It's green, it's life, it's healing. You're in a healing state. Your body told you put some green on because you need it. You too. You're in a healing state. You came here to heal. You have the perfect colors. All colors are perfect in the universe. They're all serving a purpose. Okay? You needed, both of you needed to walk in power. Right now, you needed to take back your power, so you're both, three of you are wearing black, and you added the level of purity that you wanted pure power, and that's why you put white on over. Do you understand that understanding and consciousness begins to help you understand why you're making the choices, and now you're not just blind fighting against the wind, but you're making deliberate choices? Now we do the same thing with color, and now we do the same thing with smell. There's a reason why I started, pass that around, why I started putting joy and abundance, because I knew you can change your state.
Yeah.
By some, you begin to have an understanding of what smells. There's a reason why I'm creating that. Because I have an understanding that I can go right into your emotional and change your state that way. It's another tool. Color is a tool. Light is a tool. Smell is a tool. Yoga stretches are a tool. Words are a tool. Dance is a tool. Now all of a sudden, you understand when I say I'll pull out of the toolbox whatever I need to do to get you to the next level. That's my coaching side of who I am. Yes.
Sure.
Please. Is it okay to have it on tape or want it off?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
It's as you were talking, God has reminded me, Cindy, I have provided for you all this time. And you have lived your life in fear for the last few years. You are so favored. I have friends who are wondering how I can do all these things. And it's like, your favorite.
Yes.
Just
walk in
it.
It's already yours. Thank you. If each of us, a lot of times you'll hear me and you want to speak. What she just said, words are power.
Yes.
So you want to, I walked up, where were we with the hotel? Where was the guy? Oh, it was the La Rivage. And I walked up and he opens the car door for me and he says, how are you? And I said, I'm blessed and highly favored and walking in grace. What do you think those words do? First, what do they do to my body? What do you think they did to him? Do you think it changed the state of the man that just opened my door?
Yes.
Okay? Tommy was beautiful. Because guess what? The divine in me saw the divine in Tommy. Beautiful man. And he said, amen, sister, in Jesus' name. And there was an instant connection and we started talking. Then I had something that I needed done to bless you guys up there. I had something that I purchased and I needed something done with it so I could get it to you. And I says, Tommy, knowing, look, I said, I'm blessed and highly favored and walking in grace. You see what you're speaking? Mm-hmm. To the universe, all matters changing around you. And I said, I got this issue. I didn't have time. I got this and I need this. He says, let me take care of it. Well, what I had asked him was this much. What he did for me was this much. He was blessed. He walked in his highest self. He was walking, doing good, being light. Guess what? Provision was coming to me. Provision is coming to you because you're stepping into who you are. You are the daughter of the Most High God. It's going to be one of the first things I teach in the manifest. You'll see tomorrow. It's going to be one of the first things when I teach you how to journal in the manifest program. That's what's going in there. That's right there, what you just did. It's one of the foundations. The minute you get there, you'll never have lack again. But what you don't understand, we think this is the creative matter. This is not the creative matter. It all starts here. This table was first in someone's mind. This chair was first in someone's mind. That dream was first in your mind. It all starts as within, so without. Okay, let's go quick through this because we've already covered it, but let's answer this and go through it because I want to make sure you get your things filled in, okay? So scripture ties specific emotions with specific organs or parts of the body. There's a physical counterpart for every predominant emotional state. By the way, all of nature is in tune this way. It's not an accident when it says even the rocks will cry out. You're going to understand as science allows us to hear, the rocks have a voice. All of nature, when there's a storm going on outside, it's reflecting what's going on in the consciousness of the people. When there's a poverty going on, when there's a sickness, understand, whenever you start seeing things, don't separate them. Understand, this is all tied together. It's one universe. We're all one. It's one. God said that. So there's a physical counterpart for every predominant emotional state. That's why a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. We read that. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a dream fulfilled is the tree of life. Watch this. I'm going to give you an example. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness and dimness of eyes? I like to dig. Curious people like to know. And I thought, I'm going to just jump on that. There's a symptom right there, dimness of eyes. Because you've already been told that as soon as you turn a certain age, you have to put on glasses. And sometimes I buy into it and sometimes I don't, and I don't need it. As soon as I make up my mind, I don't need it anymore. When I start putting them back on, I go down that path. Okay, I'm just equal like you guys are in that, okay? So I thought, eyesight, let's talk about eyesight. Yeah. We just assume that you're getting older and that eyesight goes. Let's talk about eyesight as a symptom, as an example. So I started thinking, okay, scripturally, I love pulling out the metaphor. Who had eyesight issues in scripture? This is how I play. This is fun for me. This is how my mind works, okay? Most of this teaching just comes out of me playing because I just start asking questions. And I go, what does it say about eyes in the Bible? So I started playing. And all of a sudden, it flashed on me, Eli. And if you remember him in scripture, he was the priest. And if you remember, as he was the priest, he had two sons. And you remember that the two sons were rebellious. And they were causing quite a bit of havoc if you know the story in the community. It'd be like you're the pastor and the PKs, right? The PKs were completely out of control. Okay? So in this case, the PKs, are we done with pictures?
Yes.
The PKs.
Give me an idea.
Okay. The PKs were completely out of control. So it's really interesting. You read scripture in 1 Samuel 4:15, and it says Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see. And I thought, that's really interesting. When your eyes go dim, what do you not want to see?
Wow.
When you can't see, what do you not want to see? When your mind goes dim, you got Alzheimer's and you're checking out, what are you checking out from? What do you no longer want to play anymore? So your eyes go dim, what do you no longer want to see? It's interesting. So you say, well, no, he was just 98 years old. And I said, well, that's interesting, because Moses was 120 years old when he died. And scripture is very specific, says that at 120, his eye was not dim. Oh, what did Moses want to see? What did Eli not want to see, first of all? What did Eli, what did he ignore? What did he try to pretend wasn't there? What did he stick his head in the sand? What did Eli not want to see?
The disobedience of his
children. He didn't want to see the disobedience of his children. He didn't want to see the disrespect. He didn't want to see the rebellion. He didn't want to see the shame in the community. He didn't want to see how the community viewed him. He didn't want to see. He wanted to check out and not see. And if I'm just blind, I won't see. What? I'll look the other way. You ever heard that saying? I don't see anything.
Right.
I'll look the other way. How interesting that the physical manifestation of what was going on spiritually that says, I don't want to see anymore. This breaks my heart when I see it. I don't want to see anymore. Isn't it interesting that the eyes went dim? Moses, on the other hand, what did Moses live for? What did he live to see? The promised land. Moses lived to see. I've been there. I've been on the top of Mount Nebo. I've seen the place that God took him. And when you look up and you could see, and he say, Moses, as far as you can see.
Yes.
Oh, do you think he wanted to keep his eyesight? Oh, so 120. What is that? How many more years older? That's 22 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and his eyes weren't dim. You're going to tell me it's an aging thing? Or is it a spiritual, emotional, primary emotional thing? Are you getting a hold of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, now I saw it biblically. Now you know me. I go from Bible to science, and I go, okay, what does the science say? Let's go see what's the science behind it. So I went and did some digging, and I went to the Mayo Clinic, and I went to the signs and symptoms of cataracts. Because what are cataracts? Clouded, blurred, film, I don't want to see clearly. And right there in the Mayo Clinic, it said dim vision. So who do you think's going to get cataracts? So I went to Louise Hay, Heal Your Body, and I looked up the problem of cataracts, the probable cause, inability to see ahead with joy. I no longer want to see my future.
Ooh, wow.
Dark future. So we could change if we wanted to, knowing that the brain is plastic and we could create new neural pathways.
Mm-hmm.
We could change and have a new thought pattern that said life is eternal and filled with joy and I want to see my future. I want to see it full on clearly, right? It said, what's the problem? Louise Hay said, what's the problem? Usually children, isn't it interesting? Children, the probable cause, not wanting to see what's going on in the family.
Wow.
Oh, take a look. Anybody that you know that has someone going blind is having the detachment of the retina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to be very loving and very careful how we present this. It takes an awareness, because if you tell someone this stuff right up front, you're going to tick them off to no end. Louise Hay, who wrote this book, Carol Truman, when she was first told that what she had was emotional, people are going to get really ticked. When Dr. Jonathan teaches it, people get out of the room, they cancel seminars, they get really ticked if you tell them they're responsible for their dis-ease. No, I'm not. I'm a victim. So it takes a high level of responsibility and maturity. So you're going to have to go at this with some love. I can teach it generally in the class this way because now I'm not picking on you. You can just go look inside yourself and see if it fits. And I can hold some things up and say, I don't know, is this true for you? Get some thinking. We had that amazing conversation at lunch. And you're telling me everything going on your left side. And I could just, we had enough love relationship that I could say, tell me about the females in your life. Who are you having trouble with right now as a female? If everything's going up and down the left side, which female are you having trouble with? And she says, well, I don't know, I have to think about it. And she's having all these epiphanies during lunch.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, oh, wow. She's like, ooh, that's deep. Oh, oh, she's having this whole thing during lunch, right? And powerful stuff, right? So from feelings buried alive, I went to a different source, Carol Truman, cataracts, not wanting to see the future, not seeing a future for yourself, failing to be able to share your knowledge or your skills, not wanting to see. What I want you to get out of this, what I desire you to get out of this, when you see physical, go, what's the spiritual corollary? When you see physical, what is going on emotional? When you see physical, go, what's behind the scenes of this? Don't just say, I can't see anymore. Don't just say, my eyes are going bad. What don't you want to see?
Right.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Is that deep? Is it heavy?
Yeah, but now I do want to see it.
Okay.
Right.
So as soon as you're ready to, your eyes will totally self-correct.
Yeah.
And you won't
wow.
need glasses anymore.
Wow.
There's a reason. I out of habit. I was told they're older. I won't be able to see. I start putting this on. My eyes get worse. I take it off. I can still see. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I can see perfectly right now. I can read this with no glasses. Why did I bring my glasses? Old thinking. I'm like that with you.
Because they're cute and they match.
Because they're cute and they match. Let's look at another example real quick. We got a lot of ground to cover in a very short time. David. He says, my heart and my kidneys are fighting each other. By the way, you're going to get these internal wars going on, right? And so now you're going to see that reflected. He's got his heart and his kidneys fighting each other. Okay, what's the heart and what are the kidneys? Think about that.
The heart is love and the kidneys are fear.
Kidneys are primarily around non-acceptance, criticism. That's going to be a kidney. You find someone that's having kidney issues, they're not accepting themselves, they're criticizing themselves, or they're living under heavy non-acceptance or heavy criticism. There's a spirit of non-acceptance and criticism, and you're going to have kidney problems. Oh, and let that get calcified, and you're going to have kidney stones.
Ooh.
Start looking at calcification in the body. It just simply gets hardened. Oh, you think it's because it's salt in your diet? Well, I'll show you people that are eating 10 times the salt, and they've never had a kidney stone. What got calcified? What level of criticism became calcified in you? What happened? What happened when Sarah looked backwards? She turned into a? Oh, because you're living in the past so much that you calcify?
Wow.
What happens when you're so stuck in the past that you can't go forward? You turn into a pillar of salt. You getting a hold of this? So, he said, my heart and my kidneys are fighting each other. Call a truce to this civil war. Well, what's the context? Go over to verse 19. Look what he says as he's praying. Do you see how many people have it in for me? How viciously they hate me. No wonder he's having kidney problems. The very people that he had enlisted into his army were rebelling against him and hating him. The king that he had served and loved and played music for was hating him and wanting his life. Do you think he's got some kidney issues going on? Look it up. Being disloyal to self, being overjudgmental, feeling emotional confusion, deep subconscious resentments toward people and experiences of the past, unfounded criticism of others, repressed emotions. Problem, Louise Hay, kidney problems, probable cause, criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, reacting like a little child. So what's the antidote? Let's take it to the other side. How do we get into a high frequency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we get some oils going, we get some music going, we get some dance and movement going.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest tools for turning it around, you ever read Nehemiah 8:10? The joy of the Lord is my
strength.
What's my strength?
Joy.
Strength. Joy, strength. How could Jesus go all the way, knowing his call was to go all the way to the cross? Go look up the verse. What does it say? It says, for the joy set before him, he ignored the shame and went all the way into the calling.
So you get the oils.
The oils, dance, movement, yoga. Movement, music, praise, affirmations, and the one I'm about to talk to right now, joy, laughter, humor. That's going to release a whole different neuropeptide. I'm going to teach during the Manifest program all the different tools in the toolbox. I'm just giving you a few off the top of my head, okay? So laughter is one of the biggest things you can give your health. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Cheerful heart doeth good like a medicine. Okay, so stones, calcification. Something's getting hard. Okay, and let's just see. I can pull up a couple different sources. I'm just pulling from one right now just to get a start. Some of the stuff, you'll get such a knowing and you'll have such a different level of compassion toward people and toward what you can do. And such a... Okay, so the gallbladder... Of course, think about what gall is. I should have known this without even looking it up, right? Gallbladder, feelings of bitterness, feelings of anger, wanting to force things. Is that it? The gallstones, that's the gallbladder. The gallstones, feelings of bitterness, feelings of condemnation, being unyielding, feelings of pride, and here's a big one, refusing to forgive.
That was a huge one, but I'm still having problems with that same forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be manifesting.
Mm-hmm. It will.
In another way,
it will. It will, because when we don't get the lesson and we don't hear the voice one way, we'll get it another way. You'll keep going around the mountain, keep getting the same lesson a whole bunch of ways until you're ready to take a direct journey to the promised land, to the other side of hell.
This is so interesting. My mother had gallstones, and she had it around the time. Well, she said problems with my father and anger and bitterness.
So it fits.
But what's interesting, you're talking about how a person of authority, say a medical professional, will say to you, the doctor looks at me and says, and you'll be having gallstones, you need to look out for that. That just clicked in my mind.
Yep.
Like it's like, oh, your mama had them, so you're going to
have them. Yeah. The sins of the father are visited down three generations. It's not so much that it's in your DNA to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you'll pick up the anger and carry it. We've got a lot of angry women right now out there, particularly in your culture. And it's getting passed on to the kids.
Yes, exactly.
And
it's huge.
I know. I know. Because you didn't understand, as within, so without. You didn't know how to just be. You didn't know how to express. I'm not blaming everything on marriage. I'm not anti-marriage. That's not where I'm coming from.
It's
the way of what we're attracting. We attracted equal
that.
To our vibrational level at that time for the lessons that we needed at that time.
Yeah.
So we look at it as all good, making us the person that we are and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But do you get this? Do you get the level of power that you have? It's just so beautiful. The way that God has made us, our body is so resilient. It's so plastic. And there's so much power that you have within you. God's given it to you already. And so all you need is a little bit of an understanding.
Yes.
To have an overstanding, as you heard last week.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to get a mastery over this. And suddenly, you'll realize that what doesn't serve you no longer serves you, and you don't need it anymore.